This is the world, and it's time now to answer our GeoQuiz.
Hello?
Hi, this is Lisa Mullins from the world. Who's this?
Hi, Lisa. My name is David Barbeau. I'm an assistant professor at the University of South Carolina.
You're not in South Carolina now, though, are you?
That is correct. I am at British Antarctic Survey's Rothera Research Station at 67 degrees south, and the longitude is 68 degrees 8 minutes west.
To be exact, you are on Adelaide Island in Antarctica. Nice to talk to you, Mr. Barbeau. It's not easy to reach somebody down there in Antarctica. You are thousands of miles away from the inauguration in Washington, yet I understand that even you were able to watch Barack Obama take the oath of office. How'd you do that?
It was quite exciting. Some friends here at the research station were able to give us a relatively live uplink via satellite to watch some of the inauguration. It was slightly choppy at times, but in general, it was a quite enjoyable moment for us.
Well, enjoyable, but I wonder also if you were listening with a professional ear to what Barack Obama was saying, particularly with regard to your own field, science and environmental research.
Yes, we're quite excited in the science field in particular, largely because of President Obama's commitment to double the basic research funding over the next decade, which is really quite exciting for numerous early career scientists like myself. So it's exciting to possibly have a new opportunity to expand upon that.
Well, one of the things that President Obama did say in his inaugural speech about science was this.
We will restore science to its rightful place and wield technology's wonders to raise healthcare's quality and lower its cost. We will harness the sun and the winds and the soil to fuel our cars and run our factories. And we will transform our schools and colleges and universities to meet the demands of a new age.
What does a line like that mean to you, Mr. Barbeau?
I think the fact that these items arise in an inaugural address is quite heartening to myself and other scientists and really quite exciting, both from the perspective of being a scientist and that of being a citizen.
Just remind us what exactly you're doing down there. What's your project?
Sure. Yeah, specifically, I'm interested in identifying the cause for the original glaciation of Antarctica. So we've been out collecting rock samples via skis and skidoos. What's interesting about Antarctica is it has been at the South Pole for approximately the past 100 million years. Yet, as best we can tell, it has only had ice upon it for the past 35 million years. So the thrust of our research is evaluating hypothesis that plate tectonics was responsible for the glaciation originally about 35 million years ago.
I understand that there's a large community of researchers from around the world who are now in Antarctica for the summer season. I wonder if any of them have any plans for inaugural balls.
You'd be surprised. Down here at Rothera, it's a tradition that for Saturday night dinners that folks come a little more dressed up. And so indeed, there are usually some quite fancy clothes that you would not expect in Antarctica. Perhaps we'll see some of those at dinner tonight.
All right. Nice to talk to you. Geologist David Barbeau is at the Rothera Research Station on Adelaide Island, Antarctica. The answer to our GeoQuiz. David, nice to talk to you, and good luck on your research.
I appreciate it again. Have a great day.